1. Arrivals. 2. Departures. 3. Queue. 4. Boarding pass. 5. Hand luggage. 6. Passenger.
7.
Check-in desk. 8. Trolley. 9. Take-off. 10. Flight attendant. 11. Land. 12. Runway.
1.
This is the place that you go to first when you arrive at the airport. The people there take your suitcase, look at your passport, and give you a boarding pass.
Check-in desk. 2.
This is a line of people who are waiting for something. When someone gets to the front of the line, it's his or her turn.
Queue. 3.
A plane does this when it leaves the ground. It usually travels very fast along the ground before doing this.
Take off. 4.
You use this when you've got a lot of luggage. You use it to push your luggage from one place to another place.
Trolley. 5.
People come here after their flight has landed. Other people may come to meet them here.
Arrivals. 6.
This person works on a plane. He or she helps the passengers during the flight.
Flight attendant. 7.
This is a long piece of road that planes move along. They take off and land here.
Runway. 8.
Passengers have to show their boarding passes and passports when they come to this part of the airport. Then they wait here until they get on their flight.
Departures. 9.
A plane does this when it comes back down to the ground. It does this on a runway at the airport.
Land. 10.
This is a person who has a ticket and is going to travel on a plane.
Passenger.
11.
You're given this at the check-in desk. It's a piece of paper that allows you to get on the plane.
Boarding pass.
12.
This is the bag that you take onto the plane with you. It doesn't include the suitcases that you give in at the check-in desk.
Hand luggage.
Hi, Julie. Your project is brilliant. Have you decided which poster to do yet? Thanks, Jess.
No, not yet.
Did you enjoy your trip to the airport? Yes, we did. It was really interesting and it gave us lots of ideas. That's great. And guess what? While we were walking around the airport, we saw a player from the Belgian football team. Lucky you! And while I was taking photos, he agreed to sign a football and bring it to our school. Brilliant! Will you post photos when you've got the ball? Of course! While I was at the airport, I discovered something else too. I learnt about a solar-powered plane that landed here in Belgium. I'll send you some information about it. A solar-powered plane? That sounds interesting.
Hi, Carl. Have you got any plans for this weekend?
Yes, I'll be spending the weekend with my cousins. They arrived from Canada yesterday.
Really? I didn't know you had cousins in Canada.
I went with my dad to meet them at the airport. We had a really bad journey there, though.
What happened?
Well, we left home on time and there was no traffic at all. We were listening to some great music in the car when Dad went the wrong way and we got lost.
Oh dear! Did you arrive late at the airport?
Yes, we did. My cousins were waiting in a cafe when we arrived.
How old are they?
Well, Luke's 17 and Greg's 15. They've got a younger sister who's 10. She's called Kelly, but she hasn't come with them this time.
Have you ever been to Canada?
No, but I'd love to go one day. While we were driving home, Luke and Greg told us about all the sports they do there. They go hiking in the summer and play ice hockey and go skiing in the winter. They've never played cricket though, so we're all going to play tomorrow.
A plane that could fly forever. Name: Bertrand Piccard. Born: 1958. Explorers in the family. His grandfather was a balloonist and his father was an undersea explorer. First famous achievement: he flew around the world in a hot air balloon without stopping. Flying without fuel. After his balloon flight in 1999, Bertrand Piccard promised to fly around the world without using any fuel. He started building a plane that only used energy from the sun. The plane had to be very light and needed long wings covered with solar panels. It took many years to build this new plane. He called the plane Solar Impulse. The record-breaking flight. In May 2011, the plane was ready to fly from Switzerland to Belgium, its first international flight. André Borschberg, Piccard's colleague, was the pilot. While Borschberg was flying the plane, Piccard's team and a large crowd of people arrived at Brussels Airport. It was a long, nervous wait. After 13 hours, the plane came into sight. While it was moving towards the runway, the weather became windy and Borschberg had to turn the plane around. They decided to use a different runway and the plane landed safely. Crowds of people cheered. A fuel-free future? Picard's plane took off from Switzerland with little energy in the batteries. During the flight, the batteries were charging. The plane landed with more energy than when it took off. In 2016, Picard flew the Solar Impulse 2 and completed the first round-the-world flight. The journey took 505 days, but only used solar power. Can you imagine flying without fuel in the future?
What are you looking at, Jess?
I'm reading about Bertrand Picard. He's a French explorer who's travelled around the world in a hot air balloon. Now he's building planes that use energy from the sun. They use solar power.
That sounds interesting.
It's a great story because he's trying to fly planes without using any fuel.
Is he going to fly around the world without any fuel?
Yes, that's his plan. I was reading about his first international flight. The best part is when the pilot's trying to land in Belgium.
What happened?
A lot of people were waiting at the airport. The weather was too windy, so the pilot had to land on a different runway. I think everyone was very nervous.
I'm not surprised. Is the plane big?
I think so. You should have a look at these photos. They are amazing. The plane's very light and the wings are really long. And look, they're covered with solar panels.
I'd like to find out more about what it looks like. I'm sure I can find some videos online. So, the plane can fly only if it's sunny.
Well, it's better if it's sunny. They only take off if the weather's good. While the plane's flying, it gets energy from the sun. One of the most interesting things is that the plane had more energy when it landed than when it took off.
So, do you think that all planes will use solar power in the future?
That would be great. Planes use a lot of the world's energy and fuel.
What's Picard's next plan?
Well, they have flown across the USA too, and they have flown around the world.
Wow! And without any fuel.
I think Tom would find this interesting. He loves articles about science and technology.
I think you're right.
I enjoyed reading about Bertrand Picard.
It's amazing that a plane can fly without any fuel.
Yes. Picard suggested using the technology for other forms of transport too.
Really? But the plane goes very slowly.
That's true. But Picard promised to make his plane faster next time.
Did you know that our school is going to use solar energy too?
Really?
Yes. They've agreed to put solar panels on the school roof to save energy.
Enjoyed. Suggested. Promised. Imagined. Decided. Started. Stopped. Agreed. Liked. Tried.
1.
Liked.
2.
Stopped.
3.
Enjoyed.
4.
Suggested.
5.
Promised.
1.
Guard.
2.
Backpacker.
3.
Platform.
4.
Tourist Information Centre.
5.
Ticket office.
6.
Receptionist.
7.
Reception.
8.
Guest.
9.
Lift.
1.
Where did Amy's family leave the passports?
Hi, Amy. I heard about your trip. It sounds terrible.
Yes. First of all, there was a really long queue at the check-in desk.
Your mum said you lost your passports.
We did. But that was later. We showed them at the desk, but we didn't leave them there.
So then you went through to departures?
Yes, we did. We had something to drink in the cafe.
Then what happened?
Well, when we were getting on the plane, we couldn't find our passports. None of them. The plane had to go without us.
Where were the passports?
After we left the cafe, Dad dropped them near a lift.
2.
What was happening at the station?
I went to London with my mum yesterday.
Really? What did you do?
Well, actually, the best thing happened at the end of the train journey.
Really? At the station? What was happening?
Well, a guard was walking along the platform and he suddenly started singing. Then a man came out of the ticket office and sang with him.
Were they playing instruments or just singing?
They didn't have any instruments. They were singing. And lots of people on the platform started dancing too.
What happened next?
We saw some TV cameras and we realised it was a trick for a TV programme.
I'm working on a project about the sinking of the Titanic in 1912. It's really interesting. I didn't know very much about it.
What have you found out?
Well, the first thing is how big the Titanic was. When it was built, it was the biggest object ever made by humans. It was 269 metres long.
It was travelling from Britain to the United States, wasn't it?
That's right. It was a ship's first journey. It stopped in France first, then in Ireland, and then continued on its way to the United States.
Why did the Titanic hit an iceberg?
Well, the crew saw the iceberg and tried to turn the ship, but they hit the iceberg 37 seconds later.
And then it started sinking.
Yes. It sank really quickly too. The ship was completely underwater in less than 3 hours. Nobody thought the ship could sink, and there weren't enough lifeboats for everybody.
So how did they decide who went in the lifeboats?
Women and children went into the lifeboats first. There were about 2,200 people on the ship and more than 1,500 people died. So about 700 people and 2 dogs survived.
That's terrible.
Yes. That's why nowadays ships must always have enough lifeboats for everyone.
Do you like travelling, Alec?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever been abroad?
Yes. I've been to Scotland and I've been to France too.
Really? Which is the most interesting place you've visited?
I went to Paris last year and I really loved it.
That's fantastic. I'd love to go to Paris. How did you get there?
We went by train from London.
That's so cool. Lucky you. Are you going anywhere this summer?
We aren't going abroad. We're going by train to the coast.
Are you camping or staying in a hotel?
We're camping. Have you ever been camping?
Yes, and I've stayed in a caravan too.
Really? That's great. I want to do that one day.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
1. Think about what would be a good transport system in our town. Work in pairs. Tom and Ella, you can work together.
OK. What do you think, Ella?
Let's think about something new and exciting. A cable car system.
OK. Why is it a good thing?
There's a big hill in our town. Many people live at the top.
Yes, so it's easier to travel home after work or after school.
There aren't any traffic problems, so people always arrive on time.
Yes, and fewer people will use the roads. That's a good thing.
But there are some negative things too.
Yes, I think it would be very expensive to build.
So the tickets might be expensive too.
Maybe people won't use it.
I agree. Many people like walking up the hill.
2.
I think bicycles are the best kind of transport.
Really? Why?
They help you to keep fit, and they are good for the environment too.
But it isn't very safe in our town. There are lots of cars.
I agree, but it is usually quicker to travel by bike than by car.
Do you think so?
Yes, there are too many cars on the roads.
I like cycling, but not when it's raining.
Ah, yes, I agree. It isn't very nice cycling in bad weather.
And for some people, it isn't easy to ride a bike.
Yes.